Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Allo or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/try.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, not so much today. Today, I get to fill in with my brother. I'm Tammy Hall. I am from Bozeman, Montana, although I did grow up here in Billings as the notorious Tamara Montalban of Poly Drive School, Lewis and Clark School. Frat School, St. Pius School, Billings Central. I think I tried Lewis and Clark. I said that, and then they sent me away to a school in Canada, and then I came back, and Central took me for a year.
Wait, you went to that proper school in North Dakota.
Oh, that's right. I went to the North Dakota. Mm-hmm. Yes, I was.
With a bunch of nuns.
Yes, I was. I was the age of 14, 15, and they just... I had discovered boys. My parents thought that was a bad idea. They sent me to North Dakota to finishing school, where I finished off three nuns and a priest. And then, let's see, I got to come back to Central. So, yeah, I was a move-about kid, never left the same neighborhood.
Yeah, when we visited, the breakfast they brought us, when they came back to get the dish, which only was the size of a coffee saucer and had, you know, a piece of bread and...
Where was this?
A piece of cheese. At your school in North Dakota.
Oh, yes.
We were there to visit you.
Oh, yeah.
And the nun went to reach for my plate, and I grabbed it and looked at it and said, "May I have some more, please?"
I know. It's when I first learned that you could put on weight easily, because every Wednesday they had liver for lunch and dinner. So I ate peanut butter and bread. Peanut butter and bread.
Yeah, exactly.
Healthy diet. This is
It's great to hear. It's great to hear your voice. You just sound so chipper in the morning. And
well, that's all fake.
We're blessed with incredible listeners. And
oh, we are.
Getting their kids breakfast and dads having their first coffee.
Oh, I hope so. And those wonderful truckers getting things across this country. And Shane, we are going to have some fun today. We've got some great guests. I'm really excited. Shane's going to be on with me today. We have the great Tim Sheehy, who just clinched beautifully the Republican senatorial race. He's going to be the next senator in Montana. He's going to replace flip-flop, flat-top. Tester, and we believe that. And then we are also going to have a fellow talking to us about the county commission job. And Jeff Leflosky has some wonderful new information on the initiative that the progressives, not the Democrat, but the very extreme progressives want this election to come down to killing babies. So they will be on. But I thought this first hour you and I would dedicate to all those really wonderful, brave men and women out there who have served this country in uniform. And it is, as you know, a very important day today for them, isn't it, for our military?
Yes, it's a remarkable day.
We're right out of time. I hit you right on the break. But when we come back, we're going to talk about the glory of D-Day and what it meant and how our young men and women were so brave. Thanks for being with us, Tammy, and Shane, my brother, who's helping me out today.
Mm-hmm. fueling America.
Today we mark 80 years since D-Day and the Allied invasion of Normandy. 101-year-old American veteran Bob Gibson landed on Utah Beach.
You wouldn't believe what I've seen.
It's estimated 2,500 Americans and about 4,000 Allied troops died that day.
Terrible. Some of the young fellas never even made the beach.
The U.S. ambassador to France, Denise Bauer, praised D-Day soldiers during a weekend ceremony attended by U.S. vets.
Behind the monumental scale of D-Day are real people, individuals, each with their own stories.
Ralph Goldsticker is one of those men. He says simply,
we did our job and we came home and that's it.
While Gibson says, even though it's been 80 years, he still remembers.
You better believe it, like it happened yesterday.
Today, we remember too. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. For today, we'll see ample amounts of sunshine with high temperatures working up into the lower part of the 80s. Then for tonight, clear and calm, overnight lows in the lower 50s for Bozeman, sticking closer to the mid-50s for Billings. Friday, another sunny and pleasant day in store with those afternoon highs in the low 80s, upper 70s Saturday. And that's a look at your real weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caro.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, today it's Tammy Hall, was Tammy Montalvin. Tammy Hall and my brother Shane Montalvin. He actually lives in Vancouver, but spent much of his life in Montana and has just a plethora of information. Oh, that was a good word, wasn't it? Plethora. Now they didn't get it right.
Yeah.
It's not the right word. Oh,
yeah.
Well, it just sounds so good. It's close enough. I wanted to do a couple things for Shane and I start in on D-Day. I wanted to thank my husband, Kelly, who's standing next to me. He has been standing next to me because we are side-by-side partners. I'm a Christian wife, and that means that I honor him as the head of the household, but it means that he loves me more than the church and more than God. So, not more than God, but that's God said love. And I am blessed. 56 years as of June 1st. And they said it wouldn't take. Isn't that great? 56 years, my goodness. And I'm grateful for Travis. You don't know him. He sits in a little booth over there sending me notes and holding up pictures and taking care of the show. And I'm not bright enough to do all this. Kelly pushes many of the buttons. He knows my buttons, but he pushes many of those buttons. But he helps me out here, and then I have wonderful Shane helping me out, because turns out when you're 75, you just don't remember like you used to. The two things, you know, Shane, I read the other day that two things never stop growing on your body because they're made of cartilage, the nose and the ears. My body didn't get that message. It's for me, the butt and the thighs. But, you know, isn't that amazing? Because I used to look like a normal person, pretty much my mother. She's beautiful. I thought I looked pretty good. And then I look in the mirror now, and my nose is morphing into my father. Who, you know, remember when they used to have all those fights over it? And when they'd get really fighting at the table, my mother would say something about his nose, and he'd say, I'll have you know, this nose is Roman. And she would say, yes, dear, all over your face. Remember that? And that was the bite that we knew was going to grow into, let's eat dinner and get out of here. Okay, Shane, I am so glad to have you here today. I like to start out by just reading a quick little thing to tell everybody who's up early, early, and oh, what a glorious sunrise. if you don't believe in the glory of our God who created this planet and every little one of us on it, you need to look at the sunrises and the sunsets and see his fingerprints, and it's just absolutely beautiful. But I know it's not always easy out there today. It's tough, tough, tough. So I have this little prayer on my desk. I thought I'd read it to you. And it says, "Dear God, this is a prayer to be said when the world has gotten you down and you feel rotten and you're too doggone tired to pray and you're in a big hurry. And besides, you're just mad at everyone. Help." So there, if that's where your day is staying, he's there. He'll provide help. Shane, D-Day.
Well, like, you know, they always say, you know, Einstein said it the best. And the reason he did is because if you talk to an astronomer, not astrologist, if you talk to a biologist or...
Okay, I didn't know what the second word was.
They'll tell
yes.
you, that, well, what the Einstein said is you have to believe in God. Go to your door. Open your door, and every day you do it, look out, and everything you see is a miracle. It shouldn't be here.
Yeah, that's a really good point. There's a wonderful...
So some context for D-Day before we get on with D-Day. Real quick, and I know we probably have a minute, so
no,
I'll try to get through this.
I'll tell you how long we have and then what kind of a break we have. This is just a great... We have a good seven-minute break here, but then we have a nice long one coming up later. And,
okay, well, so, I only need 1 or 2 minutes.
Well, you have the rest of this.
Reminders, so... Normandy was a remarkable task. It took over 2 years for the Allies to accrue the necessary supplies and men and train them. So they knew the war was going on and what was happening, but they had to plan for this. The overall operation was called Overlord. I'm sure a lot of you have heard that name. But this specific code name for this operation was Neptune. And it's now, of course, referred to as D-Day and the liberation of France. It started at 6:30 in the morning with over 4,500 ships, and the remarkable thing about it was the weather was typical for that time of year. In June it rains, and you're lucky if you go to London, New York, or even Paris any time in the spring and summer, and it not be a rainy day. Anyway, the Atlantic Wall Hitler built, that the U.S., the Canadians, and the British created five landing zones. It was across a 50-mile sector of Normandy on the coast of France. The Americans were to the west on Utah and Omaha Beach. Juno and Sword were the British beaches on the eastern side, and up the middle were the Canadians on the Juno Beach. And at the end of the day, only the Juno and Gold Beach were able to combine. Now, the reason I tell you this is because in this first situation that the Allies found themselves, they had on board 156,000 soldiers. There were 195,000 naval officers and men in the Armada, and as I said, several thousand ships. But let's not forget that although, you know, over 10 to 15,000 Allies, you know, died or were wounded this day.
Well, that's a good stopping point for this next break.
On August 9th.
Shane, we're going into a little break right now. But
okay.
Say that number again real quick. How many died?
15,000. Okay. But on...
Okay, we're out of here
about
now.
August 9th, and then you can go on.
Thank you, folks. Come on back. We're going to finish up on D-Day.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. There's a preliminary ethics committee inquiry into the conduct of Republican Indiana Congresswoman Victoria Spartz. This stems from multiple complaints filed by aides about what were alleged as abuse, general toxicity, and rage. The aides said their complaints were filed with panel investigators before Spartz won her primary race. One Spartz chief of staff resigned after being on the job for less than a month. The aides accused Spartz of regularly cussing them out. One source says she uses the F word, calls staffers children, or quote, retards. And surveys have ranked the Indiana Republican as one of the worst bosses in Congress. Spartz is originally from Ukraine and initially was outspoken about the war, but Spartz later changed her tune. She's a critic of Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky and voted against sending assistance to her homeland. Spartz also threatened on multiple occasions to quit Congress, then announced she would not run for re-election. Then Spartz changed her mind and is running this fall. Spartz denied that she was aware of any ethics investigation. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. For today, we'll see ample amounts of sunshine with high temperatures working up into the lower part of the 80s. Then for tonight, clear and calm, overnight lows in the lower 50s for Bozeman, sticking closer to the mid-50s for Billings. Friday, another sunny and pleasant day in store with those afternoon highs in the low 80s, upper 70s Saturday. And that's a look at your real weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caro.
Hey, if you missed it, we had about a 20-minute long chat with Navy SEAL veteran and Republican U.S. Senate candidate Tim Sheehy following his big primary election victory here in Montana. Like I say, if you missed a second of it, here's what you do. Go to MontanaTalks.com or download the Montana Talks app on your smartphone. You can get that audio and much more because all 4 hours of the show goes to our on-demand page every day. Download the Montana Talks app or go to MontanaTalks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Ag Report. I'm Russell Nimitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Ag Network. Well, out here in the West, America's public lands are still vitally important to ranchers who utilize them for grazing. And this morning's report is brought to you by Ag Risk Advisors, providing risk management solutions to farmers and ranchers. Learn more at agriskadvisors.com. Well, here in Douglas, Wyoming, at the Wyoming Cattle Industry Convention and Trade Show, Wyoming Stock Growers Association President Jack Berger from Saratoga told me last night that they're working hard to keep ranchers on America's federal landscape.
Yeah, those public lands are real important to us. You know, we have our base property, our deeded lands, and you know, our area of the state anyway, that's where you winter is on the deeded lands and summer on the public lands. And there's other areas where it's kind of the reverse of that, where they winter on the public lands. But you still have to have those partnerships and a working relationship. And they were talking today about, on the forest, about how some of those places aren't being grazed to the management level they want and stuff like that. And it does, I mean, the grazing is good for it. I mean, everybody's kind of coming to realize that. I think that, you know, it's good for the wildlife. It's good for, you know, the plant health and stuff like that. Those plants are meant to be grazed and stuff like that. So it's a good thing.
And he says the Wyoming Stock Growers Association is working with their national partners, NCBA and PLC, in fighting for death tax reform so that the next generation has the opportunity to ranch too.
Yeah, that death tax is a killer to so many operations and stuff like that, and it shouldn't be. It should be something that's workable and be able to pass on to the next generation. And if you force people to sell out because of the death tax, you know, maybe it's going to be houses or at least a absentee owner, maybe from out of state or something like that. But to keep in the family, that death tax is really a liability.
Now, these issues and more will be discussed at upcoming meetings like the NCBA Summer Business Meeting headed for San Diego, California in July, and the Public Lands Council's annual meeting in Grand Junction, Colorado in September. Stay with us. We'll have more ag news right after this.
Boost your crop's health with Delmark 230 ME and Badge SC fungicide exclusively from Gowan USA. Delmark's systematic action teams up with Badge's outstanding mixing properties for unbeaten disease control on sugar beets, dried edible beans, and canola. Experience the power of two different modes of action with Delmark and Badge. Don't wait. Contact your local ag retailer and ask about Delmark 230 ME and Badge SC. Always read and follow label directions. From Gowan USA.
When you're a rancher, you learn to listen to the land. It's a silent partnership. Invest wisely. It'll pay off for the long haul. Rejuva herbicide can restore your rangeland with up to 4 years of cheatgrass control. That means greener pastures with 3.5 times the perennial grass production. Your land is calling for improved grazing capacity and a stronger bottom line. Answer at Rejuva.com. Always read and follow label instructions. Rejuva is a trademark owned by Environmental Science, US LLC, or one of its affiliates. Not all products are registered in all states.
Well, John Deere has given farmers the green light to have at least some emission control devices and systems on its equipment repaired by independent repair shops. The move comes after the company issued a voluntary recall of equipment owner's manuals following a warning from the EPA that the company may have been violating the Clean Air Act. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nemeth.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
And today, Montana talks with Tammy Hall from Bozeman and my brother Shane, who's following in to help me. Shane, we lit up the lights, and we love to take callers. So we're going to go right into callers, and we have Nancy from Roundup first. Hey, Nancy.
Hey, good morning, friends. Are you going to be Sporty Annie fill-ins now and then for Aaron when he's off?
When Aaron needs help, Travis is always here. Travis is his Robin to Batman. Better than that, right, Travis? But anyway, I'm here anytime he needs me, so I love doing it. I hope to be able to help him out a little more this summer so he can have time off. This is it's fun, but it's grueling. I'm real impressed with him because I'm a night person. I'm a night person, and when that alarm goes off at 4 in the morning, it's like...
Nancy was a loyalist on our Saturday show. Hi, Nancy. I had to say good morning. Love you, darling.
Hi, Shane. How are you? Up there in Canada.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. Okay, well, D-Day, it happened on a Tuesday, June 6, 1944, and of course it was, it really put the Allies in a decisive path toward victory during World War II, and I want to say that, of course, General Dwight D. Eisenhower, and also General Omar Bradley, one of my favorite generals from World War II history, were involved in that invasion in Normandy. So fascinating history. I hope that the younger generation does some research on it. I think you can learn a lot about humanity. And, you know, back then we didn't have the military-industrial complex. When we fought wars, we fought them to win back then. We didn't fight them to screw around the way we do today. And I hate to say that.
It's true, though. Today we fight wars to create jobs and make money and have politicians talk from the floor. Back then we fought to win.
I have one more thing, Tammy. I want to talk about Jeffrey Epstein. It has always bothered me, his death in a Manhattan cell. I've never believed that it was a suicide. Mm. It was impossible for him to really kill himself. I'm convinced that Jeffrey Epstein was a CIA agent. And it was the government that killed him because he knew too much.
Let me stop you for a minute because we've got callers. We've got 6 callers lined up. Want to get to another one before the break. But tomorrow we have a CIA agent on, and he's going to be on for a full hour. He's a retired CIA agent. And so I would encourage you to call in and ask during that time. He'll be on tomorrow morning at 7, and he's a national CIA who is still so give us a call during that time, Nancy. That would be great. And thanks for your comment. We do have to have help. We have to make sure the kids know what's going on. Jerry from Big Timbers on line 4. Okay, line 4.
Yep, I'm here.
Hi, Jerry. Thanks. We're going to break. So as soon as we come out of the break.
Hey, loyal listener. Hi, Jerry.
Can you stay, Jerry, while we come out of the break? And then we're going to have you for a good 3 minutes here. We can hear what you have to say. Okay, stay with us. Stay with Tammy. Tammy on Tuesday. Whatever it is. I used to be Tammy on Tuesday. Now it's Thursday.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. President Biden is in Normandy, France, where 80 years ago today, D-Day, nearly 160,000 American and Allied troops stormed the beaches to fight Nazi Germany. 4,414 died that day alone.
Many survived that longest day, kept on fighting for months until victory was finally won. And a few, a notable band of brothers, are heroes today.
The president's ceremony in Normandy after meeting with some of those American veterans. A toddler is killed in a tornado strike in Michigan.
A two-year-old was killed and his mother was hurt when it struck their neighborhood, uprooting a massive tree that fell on the home where they were sleeping. In Maryland, a large tree fell on a home, trapping five people inside, one with traumatic injuries. Crews are going door to door to check on people.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, that was Tammy. The problem I'm having here is very mechanical. This headphone is for Aaron, and obviously he's smarter with more information because his head is considerably bigger. And so I put the mic on upside down, and I, being 74, I thought the best way to fix it was to just stand on my head, and then it would be typed right in. Anyway, okay, so I've got the headphone on right now, and we have a caller. Let's go back to Jerry from Big Timber. He is on line four. Jerry, you with us?
Shane, your sister's the bee's knees.
Thank you for that, because see, at my age, I know that's kind of a compliment. I never knew what bee's knees looked like, and I really wasn't too interested to look at them, but I bet they were sexy.
Yeah, they are. Shane, how are you, son? I'm doing terrific, good sir. Thank you very much. Okay. We miss you over here on Saturday mornings, I want to tell you. I miss all of you very much.
That's why I asked him to join in, because I knew that people would want to hear his voice.
Sure. This is my 926th show, like, Jerry.
Oh, my goodness. You're getting up there.
Jerry, what did you want to tell us about D-Day landing?
Well, the one remarkable thing was a device that was created by the British and manufactured over there. It was called Mulberry. This was their artificial harbor that they actually towed across the channel. And if they hadn't had that harbor, that artificial harbor, the supplies and the manpower would not have been able to secure that beachhead and then move inland with the amount of material and men. That was a most remarkable part of that D-Day invasion. I just wanted to point that out. People ought to look that up. It was concrete, huge concrete blocks that they towed across, put them together, and then made an artificial harbor. And, of course, what was it, Shane? Maybe 10 days later, the worst channel storm blew the one away that was supplying the American beachhead, but the British beachhead, Mulberry, survived, although it took some damage.
One of the things that
this was a 50-mile front that they greeted along the coast of France, and it wasn't until August 9th that all of the landings moved inland enough to connect.
Well, we're going to break for a real quick minute here, and then we're going to come back on.
They brought in 2 million men by August 9th.
Okay, we're out of time. August 9th. That's the sound for the music. Hey, thanks so much. We're almost out. We'll be back and have a nice talk. We're going on about D-Day. Call up and tell us your stories and say good job to the heroes.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
And today, Montana Talks with Tammy Hall from Bozeman. It's an honor to be here. I just think Aaron and his precious wife, Jessica, are amazing people. And whenever he asks me to fill in, and I just feel honored. I always feel there's a humility with the platform. I used to call it when I was a professional speaker, because you never can take that for granted. You need to always be saying, Lord, let my words be wise, and let me educate and entertain and have people have fun, but never take for granted when people give you their time, because it's one gift they can't get back. So thank you to all of you who are giving your time this morning, and I have my brother Shane Montalban on with me, and I want to thank Roger. I didn't get a chance to say thanks to Roger. I'm sorry. We're getting this down. You know, it's our first little morning here in a while, and as we get a little better at it, we won't just click, hang up and say, oh, you're done. we'll get really...
Yeah, well, I just wanted to finish this one thing before we move on. It's so important about today, and it puts an exclamation point on today. 80 years ago, 150,000 Americans and allies landed on this Normandy beach. And it was June 9th when the five beaches connected. But folks, you need to know, if you didn't, that August 9th, 60 days later, the Americans had lost 220,000 souls to a journey. 220,000 men fell, American men fell, in the first 60 days. That's just a remarkable number.
Wow. And you know, Shane, they were young. They were kids. In fact, there were 15 and 16-year-olds lying about their age to get in. And
average age, 19.
I think they knew, too, that when you watch the movies and they pour out of those ships, and like you said, so many of them don't even make it to shore, and they just run over the top of each other just with a look on their face of actual horror. And it's courage. It's courage. And the men and women serving right now, courage. That's all you can say about it. You know, I always think about how hard the leadership during a time like that would be. I can't even fathom. I honestly don't care if it's Trump or Bush or Clinton or even Obama or Biden. If you have to send men and women into battle and they may not come home, it's got to take a load off your heart. When George Bush was in Great Falls, and it was when he second election, and I had a chance to ask him a question. And first I said, well, before I ask you a question, let me just tell you that we pray for you every day. And he stopped. And then I went on to ask the question. It was about Social Security and if it would affect our mentally disabled daughter. And he stopped when he said, I will get to your question, but first I want to go back to your comment. And he said, Laura and I spend our days, every day, on our knees at the beginning of the day. We get out of bed and we get on our knees. And he said, and at the end of the day, we get on our knees and hold hands. And he said, we could not go through this job if we didn't have that. And Abraham Lincoln once said, sometimes this job so breaks me, the only place I can go is to my knees. And that kind of faith of leadership is just, we have to always remember the price that they're carrying. Shane, you remember the story of the White Cliffs of Dover? And Churchill, you know, they bombed those beautiful white clothes. You've heard the song, the wonderful song, the White Cliffs of Dover.
Yeah, they were bombing them because that's where Britain had their radar station.
Yes, and they knew they were going to be, the big story there, was it because of the code hackers, the code breakers, which were Native Americans who broke those codes of the Germans, they knew they were going to blow up that, or try to bomb the White Cliffs of Dover. However, if they had done something to stop them doing that, it would have tipped their hand. If they had tried to stop that, it would have tipped their hand to all the rest of this that was coming, because the Germans would have known they broke their code. And I can't imagine a harder night. I read a book about Churchill and that night being the most torturous night of his life, because he knew they were going to bomb, and he couldn't do anything, except they got out warnings to people, just, oh, you know, nothing specific, but vague, get into your safety, get into your shelters. But those are the kind of decisions. Can you even fathom, Shane?
It's a remarkable reality, and I was blessed to have a remarkable stepfather, Harry Lichtenberger, who was a third-generation German, and he was a naval commander because he worked on the breaking the codes. He was part of the naval group in the naval station in Virginia that broke the codes. So he had a great deal to do with that.
Yeah, he did. You know, Travis and Kelly pointed out, too, we have to remember that these young men and the women who are backing them up as nurses and all the many roles they played out of sight, but that these young men were just, they followed orders. They were told to go, and they went. And I know you and I, after I saw Hacksaw Ridge, which took the other side of the battle, it was the Pacific. But at the same time, with that young man that was the conscientious objector, and he's the first conscientious objector who ever received the Medal of Honor, the highest medal the country could give. And of course, when he said he was a Seventh-day Adventist, he would not carry a gun, but he wanted to be a medic. And they mocked him and tried to get him out of the military and literally beat him up. And then the show, the Mel Gibson does a probably over-the-top, if you could say, beautiful job of showing the gross violence of war. But that man, when everybody, you know, came down the side of the mountain because they had been beaten by the Japanese, and he was up there, and as a medic, he'd hear those people crying, and he found a way, he'd hear somebody, and he'd bury them with sand till the Japs went over them, or he would pull a body on top of him and the other person, and he dragged them and sent them down on ropes, and all night he kept saying, Lord, let me get one more. Lord, let me get one more. And didn't he save like 70 people, Shane? Everybody needs to go see Hacksaw Ridge. It's not an easy movie to watch, but boy, is it powerful, powerful. You know, Abraham Lincoln has said so many wise, wise things, and we've still got a couple of minutes here, Shane, but, you know, one of the things he said is that we are only one generation away from losing our American freedom. One generation away from losing our American freedom. And that used to seem like kind of an extreme land. And then Ronald Reagan repeated that too. Ronald Reagan had a different version of it, but he said we're always just one generation of not teaching history for losing all our patriotism. And I used to hear that.
The war in Europe ended on May 7, 1945, and quickly, we must remember that all of the 12 million men that served for the United States alone in World War II were born between 1815 and 1835. So that was the greatest generation that saved the world, and that was before World War I, and most of them were born before the armistice in 1822 that was signed to end World War I. So these were all children growing up during World War I. And it's a remarkable reality.
Well, and when you watch what went on in the campuses over the last month and tearing down the flag, I actually heard Steve Daines, our wonderful senator. You've met Steve, you know him, but we grew up with his dad. His dad lived a block from us in Billings, Steve Daines, who was a Marine. But I heard him say recently that he went over to the University downtown Washington, where they had draped George Washington in a Palestinian flag and put the black and white, I can't remember what it's called, hefod scarf over his face so just his eyes showed, and that he almost wept. He just wept to think that's what this generation thinks of the great George Washington.
Well, he was a great American. I was there with you on election night when he won, and I jumped up from our table, ran up to the stage, and was the first to congratulate him as senator-elect. So he is big in my heart.
He is a good man. We've got so much good time today, and the honor we're going to have in getting to talk with my good friend, really good friend that I respect greatly, Tim Sheehy. He's a real war hero. You know, he'll be on at 7, but people have to remember that I don't care what his hair looks like. John Tester's not a vet. He never ran against a vet. When he finally had a chance to run against a vet, he doesn't run on policies. He runs on character attacks against a awarded soldier. Come on back, friends. It's Tammy Hall and Shane Montalban, and having a great day. I hope you'll join us.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
We got word that the House today issued criminal referrals from both Hunter and Jim Biden, which a brand new Trump Justice Department would be certain to pursue in January. And that's not lawfare. House Republicans referred Hunter and James Biden to the DOJ on Wednesday for criminal prosecution over allegations they lied to Congress during their closed-door interviews about their business dealings. These referrals come as the House Oversight Committee, which has been leading the impeachment inquiry, nears the conclusion of their investigation, which, because Republicans don't have a majority and they have about 20-plus rhinos in there, are not going to get a vote on the impeachment inquiry, so they have decided to go forward with criminal referrals.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
You know, this is getting out of control. Our government is sinking $1 trillion in debt every 100 days. That's right, $1 trillion every 100 days. Do you want to bail the government out of debt? I didn't think so. I know I sure don't. This is Linda, and when I worry about the national debt, I turn to safe haven assets like gold and silver. And that's why we partnered with the highest rated gold company, Goldco. They have earned over 5,000 five-star reviews from tens of thousands of happy customers who diversified their savings with gold and silver. Today, Goldco is offering you up to 8 years in free IRA fees plus 8% instant match in bonus silver with a qualified account. Call 855-815-GOLD for free IRA fees, bonus silver, free gold, and silver info kit. What are you waiting for? Safeguard your money with physical gold and silver before it's too late. That's what I did. Call 855-815-GOLD, 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
When is your vehicle a threat to the community? Generally when it hits something or somebody. That's why we have licenses to drive, rules on how to drive, and consequences for those who don't obey them. There are also plenty of rules and regulations about the vehicles themselves, covering everything from headlights to airbags. But vehicle height has mostly escaped that regulation, and since 78% of new passenger vehicles these days were light trucks rather than cars, that height has been increasing, and the number of pedestrian deaths caused by collisions has been increasing as well. A new study gives strong evidence that the two trends are not a coincidence. The study looked at front-end height specifically for 3,400 crashes and estimated the likelihood of fatality went up by 22% for every 10-centimeter increase in front-end height. It's easy to understand why, both from reduced visibility for the driver and the higher point of contact with the pedestrian who struck. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. An increasing number of older adults are in debt during retirement, according to a Federal Reserve survey. If debt is straining your retirement budget or you're paying a high interest rate, a pay-it-off plan is critical. And there are some things you can do to make it happen, like picking up side work. You can supplement your retirement savings and Social Security benefits with part-time earnings, which can make your money go further. And consider moving or downsizing since your home is usually one of your biggest expenses. You might be paying high property taxes, maintenance costs, and time your Social Security benefits. Taking them early might give you the income you need to get rid of your debt, but on the other hand, it may be better to wait. It's best to talk to a financial professional on this matter. And if you have equity in your home, you might be able to get a home equity loan or line of credit to help you consolidate or pay down higher interest debt. But really think about doing this since an inability.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Fox News.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Springs Spas, home of the only saltwater hot tub in Montana studios.
So
talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, today it's Tammy Hall and my brother Shane Montalvin. I received a text or email, one of those things that comes through the air. And I don't want to have too bad a laugh. I don't want to sound like that horrible Kamala Harris. Oh, every time she laughs, I get visions of that wicked witch in The Wizard of Oz. Ooh, anyway. But thank you to Joseph Shields, who sent us this email from Kalispell. He was not able to get to a phone to be able to call in, but I really wanted to read you his notes because I thought they were very strong. He, once a military, always a military, so whether he's a vet or not, he's a sergeant at one point, and he was very concerned that Biden, Brandon, is representing us in Normandy today. And I thought what he wrote was wise. He said, if this loser were running the USA in 1940, then most of our official paperwork would be bilingual, English and in German. And if we were lucky, he would have been a version of Chamberlain, giving Hitler what he wanted rather than confronting him and eventually putting us in a position we could win. At worst, he would have offered the Nazis money and aid to help and improve the concentration camps. Alternately, he may have become very rich, accepting money through the family, his family, to tell us how great and nice the Nazis are and how they are just mischaracterized by extremists, and it has to be America's fault, of course. I had a guy. He said, I am embarrassed that he is even there representing my country. So with the last 4 minutes we have for this segment, Shane, what would you like to share? Thank you, Joe.
I just have one more thing I'd like to say. FDR appointed Eisenhower commander in the theater in Europe, and MacArthur in the theater in the Pacific. But I'd also like to remind everyone how remarkable Eisenhower was, because the other theater in Europe was Italy. 2 days before the Normandy landing on June 4th, Sunday, 1944, the Allies took Rome. So he wasn't just busy with this massive, the greatest invasion in the history of man, but he was also dealing with the Allies conquering the Germans, because on September 1st, when the Americans landed in the foot of Italy, the Italians surrendered. So it's incredible that this man had the wherewithal to oversee all of the logistics and the difficulties of, you know, not just Normandy at the moment, you know, live in the moment, as I always say.
You know, Shane, I want to...
the moment of Rome, too.
Right. I want to share... I want to share a true story that I love about Eisenhower. When they came into Auschwitz and the many, many other camps that and found these people that were living in absolute, barely living in poverty, weighing big, tall soldier men, weighing 80 pounds. And he said before the medics go in, before the soldiers go in, send in the cameras. He said, I want video. I want pictures. I want recordings. I want to be able to prove to the world what we find there, because that is what they want. We cannot let them forget. Now, that might have seemed to some people at the time a little selfish, not immediately getting in the medics. The medics came next, of course. But it was brilliant, because we look at what's happening today with people who are rewriting the great history of America, rewriting the great leaders who built up this country, rewriting, yes, we've made mistakes. We're a country made of humans, and humans are fallible, so we will make mistakes. There are no perfect countries. But we acknowledge them and try to correct them. But think about how wise it was. We have those pictures now. We know that Auschwitz happened. They cannot deny the reality of that. Correct, Shane?
That's right. In the last 15 seconds, I want everyone to know that the first thing that Eisenhower did when he walked in those camps, he told a second in command to go to the three nearest villages and bring every German that was still alive to Auschwitz. It took them 3 days.
Okay, we're out of time now.
Germany to walk through the camp.
Thank you, Shane. I'll see you soon with
Democracy 24.
Some at the White House think the president has a messaging problem when it comes to the economy, not a policy problem. They think
Biden needs to show more compassion and empathy for what people are going through. Some Democrats are getting worried Biden boasting about the economy on the campaign trail is not landing with voters. Former Obama campaign strategist David Axelrod telling the Wall Street Journal this, quote, "You can cite data until the cows come home, but what counts is how people are perceiving the economy." But others, like Biden's economic advisor, Jared Bernstein, think it would be, quote, malpractice for Biden not to campaign on his economic achievements, and he does. But not everyone feels like Biden's policies are working for them. So Trump is trying to capitalize on that, pointing out his economic plans.
I will give you low taxes, low inflation, low interest rates, rising wages, growing incomes, and fair trade for the American worker.
In Washington, Hillary Vaughn, Fox Business.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.